This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. Hello, listeners. Host Matthew here, and we have another live show coming up in Seattle. This one is on Sunday, November 6th at Barboza. That's on Capitol Hill in Seattle. And it is not just us this time. We are being joined by hilarious stand-up comedian Kathleen Nicosi and hilarious podcast Sexual Awaken Bacon. So that is three hilarious things for the price of one at Barboza on Capitol Hill on November 6th. For tickets, go to bit.ly/smbarboza. That's bit.ly/smbarboza. This episode is brought to you by Crane and Canopy. And if you hate stuffing your duvet cover and making your bed as much as we do, you will love Crane and Canopy's Nova duvet cover. I, host Matthew, have one of these duvet covers, and it is great. It features a zipper enclosure, not clumsy buttons. It's got interior corner ties so your comforter stays in place, and an accent panel to create the fold-over top sheet look. You can put the duvet inside the duvet cover in about 30 seconds with this one compared to, like, I don't know, 17 minutes with the other kind. Visit craneandcanopy.com/spilled and enter the code spilled at checkout for 10% off your next bedding purchase. That's C-R-A-N-E and canopy.com/spilled and enter the code spilled at checkout for 10% off.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
And today we're talking about espresso drinks. And maybe iced espresso drinks.
It is like 85 degrees in Matthew's apartment right now.
And rising.
I know we complain about the heat a lot on this show, but seriously, people, when we are taping, we have to close all the windows.
Because otherwise
there'd be street noise. And so, you know, it just... The temperature is rising. And plus, I mean, look at us. Like, we are heating things up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're foine. Like, you know, like...
What?
F-O-Y-N-E. It's like fine, but more so.
Oh, like it's biatch.
We're foine biatches.
Oh, cool.
Oh, boy. We have less... I mean, I, in particular, have less street credibility than... I just said street credibility instead of just street cred. Oh, boy.
Okay, cool.
We are off to a dangerous start here.
Okay, so let's talk about espresso drinks.
Okay, so when did you first... I mean, espresso drinks in the U.S. have, grew up within our lifetime, within our noticing this sort of thing,
yeah,
right?
I remember as a kid, I remember my parents sort of discovering cappuccinos somewhere. Well, first of all, I remember there being a restaurant in Oklahoma City in the 80s called Cappuccinos.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. I want to hear all about this.
I remember we had matches from Cappuccinos.
Like apostrophe S?
I think so.
Oh,
or
I
maybe
love this.
Or maybe it was called Cappuccino. I can't remember. But anyway, it was in
let me guess, it was in the Cassidy Square Mall.
It was not. It was in the building that now houses the Metro, for all of you who live in Oklahoma City. Anyway, and that was the first time I ever heard the word cappuccino. Stop threatening to interrupt me, Matthew. Anyway, and I remember at a certain point, there must have been someplace in town or my parents somehow discovered espresso outside of, you know, on a trip. But I remember my dad buying an espresso machine.
Oh.
And because obviously they must have had espresso for the first time on a vacation because
maybe Italy.
Maybe Italy. Italia. But anyway, I remember my dad, I think my first exposure to espresso was because my dad was like getting really geeky about it in the 80s in our home kitchen.
Now, this is interesting because I haven't really started to think through the full ramifications of my espresso memory lane until just now. Oh, wait,
Of your espresso memory lane? You have lost all your street credibility.
No, that's how kids talk. Cool kids.
Uh-huh.
First of all, I was going to say before we get into my memory lane, do you have an idea of what my mental map of Oklahoma City looks like?
It's
I just started thinking about
it's
this.
Brahms, only in your mental map it's labeled Borgs.
Exactly.
Cassidy Square.
Yep.
And somewhere near Cassidy Square is Sean, the maitre d' at Hunan, the Chinese restaurant.
No, I imagine that being in Cassidy Square. And
that
Sean
is in Cassidy Square. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in Cassidy Square, there's like a bagel place.
Yes.
There's Hunan where Sean Cassidy works. So I imagine being Sean Cassidy.
Except he was Asian.
Right. And then your house. And then most of the rest of the city is like horse paddocks.
I love that that's what you think.
And if I'm wrong, I don't want to hear
about
it.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to tell you any different.
I'm not going to go on Google Earth and try and confirm or deny this.
Well, now you can add cappuccino. Cappuccinos.
I really want it to be called cappuccinos.
Hold on. I have another place to add to your map. So the first place that I really remember ordering espresso drinks myself was a coffee shop called Medina's. I don't know if it still exists. It was in the Paseo neighborhood of Oklahoma City, which was south of where we lived. Anyway, and when I was a freshman in high school, this was where I used to hang out with my friends, and this is where there were poetry readings and where I occasionally read my poetry.
Absolutely, right.
And what I would always order at Medina's was a mocha, mm-hmm. of course.
Yes.
A mocha, as previously discussed on whatever episode we talked about the poetry readings. Was that ham and cheese?
I don't know. It was something where we got extremely off topic and never came back.
I think it was ham and cheese. Anyway, so I would order a mocha, and then I would also order this like mocha layer cake they had that was decorated with coffee beans on the espresso coated coffee beans. I mean, chocolate coated coffee beans.
I can so visualize this.
Can't you?
Yes.
And the frosting was like really glossy and kind of piped on.
I would still eat the shit out of that kind of
mocha
cake.
It was really good. It was really, really good. So I think that was, so I was 15 then, and God, somehow I could order a mocha at night at a poetry reading, and I was fine.
Yeah,
I wouldn't even dare order an espresso drink like after 1 p.m.
No, I mean, this is why teenagers believe themselves to be indestructible, because to an extent they are.
Yeah.
You know, like me too. I remember I would go to Starbucks and get a mocha and, you know, with probably like a big one with like a couple of shots of espresso in it. And yeah, and I would drink this like after school. I would drink this in the evening. No problem. If I did that now, I would be like some sort of I would haunt the city at night.
I feel anxious even thinking about doing it. Yeah. We should also add, I feel like we should do just one moment of actual information.
Like a moment of silence?
No, one moment of actual useful information in this episode. I know I don't usually do that.
Okay.
But I just feel like we need to say, I think people tend to think that espresso is really high in caffeine because it's strong tasting. However, as you probably know, Matthew.
I don't.
You don't know this?
You haven't said it yet, so I don't know. Why am I saying anything?
What determines the amount of caffeine that makes it into a finished cup of coffee?
Cup of Joe,
whether
we call
it's
it.
A cup of Joe.
That's what the cool kids call it on the street.
Cool. Java.
Yeah.
Java.
You guys want to go for a cup of Joe Java?
Anyway, what determines that is how long the water is in contact with the ground coffee.
Okay.
So you can think about like espresso. I mean, think about how quickly espresso is made. Like it's very high pressure. The water is not in contact with the grounds for very long. And so there's not actually nearly as much caffeine in the final version as there is in, say, brewed coffee, where the water is in contact with the grounds for much longer.
Is that...
And so like French press, for instance, where the water sits with the grounds for like 4 or 5 minutes, is going to have way more caffeine per cup than a shot of espresso.
But also espresso is a smaller amount. And so you have to kind of adjust that also.
That's true. But, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, sort of drink their espresso in sort of its elongated form as an Americano. An Americano, like
elongated. I like that.
In French. Oh, God, here I go again. You would call it a café allongé.
Oh, and in Italian, it would be a lunghi.
Oh,
right?
It makes sense. It's long.
Why do I know that?
I don't know why.
I have
you
no
know
idea
that.
Where that
Weird.
Came from.
Wow, I'm happy for you that you dredged that up.
Okay, so I think I started drinking espresso beverages around the same time as you. I definitely started with the mocha because it's candy. My dad had no interest in this stuff. I'm 99% sure
he was
a black brewed coffee drinker, still is, and I think he took a look at this and was like, "This is bullshit."
Oh, man, that makes me sad. Richard, man, have you, like
no,
taste
it,
No, I
think
it,
that
dude.
Makes him cool.
Yeah, but it's, like, I get it. Like, if you want to poo-poo mochas or whatever, like, but I, you know, the flavor of coffee made, like, the flavor of espresso, the flavor that comes out of coffee beans when you make espresso is really different from the flavor you get even from really great brewed coffee.
I totally agree, and I think you should continue picking on my dad, because it makes for a great episode, because he's going to listen, and then he's going to call you.
Although, Richard, thank you so much for hanging out with June so much at her birthday party.
Oh, I
mean,
thought you were going
to
say—
You were awesome.
Thank you for raising me and molding me into the man I am today.
Thank you for raising Matthew and molding him into the co-host I love today. Oh, my God. Speaking of which, now that we're talking about, like, raising children and I mentioned my child, June said to me as she was painting a picture yesterday. First, she goes,
"Mommy, I want a mocha."
No, she said, "I want to be an artist when I grow up." Aww. And I was like, "Oh, that's great. Yeah, go for it." And then she goes, "No, actually, I want to be a podcaster."
What?
Isn't that amazing? She's going to be four in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And then she said, "I want to have a podcast with you, Mommy."
Oh.
So look out, Matthew.
Well, yeah, she can't. You're mine.
Isn't that the best
that
thing you've
so
ever heard?
Adorable.
Because she used to say that when she grew up, she wanted to be a doctor or a dinosaur.
What? I mean, those are both really those
strong
are,
options.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's what every Jewish mother wants, right?
Yeah, doctor or a dinosaur.
Be a doctor or a dinosaur.
Or a podcaster.
What does she think a podcaster is?
I don't know, but she knows that you and I have a podcast, and but I don't even really know how much she knows about that. It's not like I sit around and talk about it all the time.
Does she listen to the show?
She does not listen to the
Good.
Show. Yeah, right? Seriously. She may sometimes hear me listening to other podcasts.
Yeah, like, is she really into This American Life?
She's so into This American Life. Yeah, no, she's really into Fresh Air.
Oh, does she like Planet Money? They've been doing this great series about oil.
No, actually, she's more of like a death, sex, and money kind of person.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So many good podcasts for 3-year-olds.
Yeah.
I mean, what podcast isn't really? Does she like My Dad Wrote a Porno?
Oh, she's crazy about it. She's like, My Dad Wrote a Porno, too.
Yeah. I think what my dad, who to my knowledge has not written a porno, would say is that he's perfectly happy with brewed coffee. He doesn't need to add any additional type of coffee to his routine, so leave me alone. And I can respect that.
I can respect that, too.
He doesn't host a food show.
He doesn't. He doesn't. You know, he can just keep on drinking that brewed coffee, which, for the record, I also enjoy. But this is a show about espresso
this
drinks.
This is a show about espresso drinks. Now, mocha is where I started. This morning, I had a type of espresso drink that I've never had before, and I really had to go all over town to find it.
And so how did you hear about this?
I don't remember.
Didn't Abby tell you about it?
I think Abby told me about
Great.
It.
You better say Abby told you about it. If she did, otherwise she will kill us.
You know what? I think Abby told me about it.
Great. Okay, tell us what it is.
Okay, so it's the espresso and tonic. So I'm going to tell you about my whole morning. It's going to be very boring.
Please do.
So I woke up at about 6:30. I did my morning spa treatment.
You really are going to tell us all about your morning.
Okay,
cut to the chase, dude.
Here's the chase. I wanted to try this espresso and tonic because I'm like, I like gin and tonics, and people are talking about espresso and tonics. I think this may be more like something people were talking about 2 years ago.
And I really like bitter flavors, so it sounds good to me. I like espresso. I like tonic, so.
And I was like Googling around, and it seemed like lots of places serve this. So I went to 3 different coffee places on Capitol Hill, which is a neighborhood of Seattle that is mostly coffee places. And none of them had it, although one said, the third place I went to, Broadcast Coffee, said, we don't have that, but you should try our Sparkle Pony, which is a shot of espresso over Perrier mineral sparkling mineral water.
Did you try it?
I liked it a lot.
Yeah?
I did.
Huh. Like, how did the flavor of the Perrier work with the espresso?
So, have you ever had one of those, like, Italian bottled espresso sodas, like a BB Cafe?
No.
Okay, well, it was kind of like that, but with, like, a little more freshly brewed, Do you call it brewed when it's espresso? Pulled? Freshly pulled?
Whatever.
Freshly tugged?
Freshly.
Freshly squeezed? Fresh squeezed espresso flavor. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
That's what all the cool three-year-old coffee drinkers call it. And I thought that was great. I continued on to Pioneer Square, where I went to Elm Coffee. Is it called Elm Coffee Roasters?
Elm Coffee Roasters,
okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they had it. So they call it the espresso tonic. And it is exactly what it sounds like. It is a shot of espresso stirred into tonic water on ice. And I thought it was very good. I was wondering whether it was going to be really bitter. It's not, like, the bitterness of the espresso and tonic water sort of cancel each other out somehow. Mm-hmm. It was a little sweet, I thought.
Was it sweetened somehow, or was it from the tonic?
Just from the tonic. I mean, tonic water is very sweet.
Yeah.
But I liked it.
Which did you prefer, that or the Sparkle Pony?
The Sparkle Pony. I would drink that anytime. And I don't drink coffee very often. And when I do, I usually get decaf, but I got both of these calf and I'm like
flying high.
I'm flying high.
Yeah.
Like a bird.
Like a Sparkle Pony.
Like a flying Sparkle Pony with wings.
Like a Sparkle is Pegasus. Magic.
Yes. Oh, Sparkle Pegasus. They also had something on the menu called the Purple Pony, which I think was that plus lavender syrup.
Ew.
Didn't sound good, but the name is great.
I intuitively, like, or intellectually, I really like the idea of both of these because mm-hmm. I like both elements and I like both elements.
And you're a noted intellectual.
I just can't imagine what they taste like together, like tonic and espresso. I just can't quite picture it. I can't get there.
No, I couldn't either. And, espresso tonic came up, and I went to the counter to pick it up, and I sat down, and immediately this guy came over to me, inquisitive guy, and was like, oh, I've been meaning to try that. How is it? And I hadn't taken a sip yet, so I had to, like, take my first sip, like, in front of this guy so I could tell him how it was. It was I really felt like I was on the spot.
I bet.
So, thanks, guy.
So what do you drink now? Well, you mentioned you're not really a coffee drinker, but when you do...
So I will most often get a decaf, cappuccino, or macchiato.
Okay. I love a macchiato.
Me
too. I love the flavor of espresso. I mean, so my friend Ben, he makes an Americano almost every morning. And then usually in the afternoon, he will make himself an espresso. And whenever I'm with him and I do that, well, for one thing, I always feel like I'm living dangerously.
Because you're drinking espresso in the afternoon?
Yeah, but for another thing, I'm always reminded of how much I truly love, like, a well-squeezed shot. But anyway, so I love...
Artisan squeezing.
I love a macchiato, but I feel always sad that it doesn't last longer.
Well,
and that's the whole point. I mean, it's just a double shot with a tiny bit of foam on top.
Yeah.
But anyway, I often here's what I did for a while.
I want to hear this.
So what I discovered I really liked, actually, was if I would go in,
Whoa, the caffeine just wore off.
I would go into my local coffee shop and I would order a double shot of espresso with 2 ounces of water added.
Interesting.
So I could
get... You are a difficult customer.
I'm an asshole. So basically what I was getting was, a double shot of espresso, which is 2 ounces.
Uh-huh.
And then 2 ounces of water. And so it was basically like a really strong Americano.
Okay, yeah.
Because often, like... So people, I don't know if you know this. I'm not sure if my own mother knows this.
Do people know this?
That basically when you get like an 8 ounce or a 12 ounce or a 16 ounce Americano, it's got the same amount of espresso in it. Either way, you're just adding more water.
Why would your mother know or not know about this?
Well, because my mom.
Oh, she's an Americano drinker?
Yes. And I know she likes strong coffee, but she will often order, like an 8 ounce or a 12 ounce. But you're diluting the coffee flavor the more and more water you add to it. You're just paying for more water.
Okay, so when you order this Frankenstein concoction, first of all, do the people... I'm going to let you talk in a minute, maybe. do the people at the espresso place, do they call out your name when your drink is ready? And if so, do they say... Molly.
Well, no. So the first place I ever sort of got up the courage to actually ask for it, because I know it's a really
was it like
precious
buying condoms
thing to ask for
at the drugstore for the first time.
It was a real watershed moment. The first place I ever ordered it maybe was Slate,
okay.
Which is a place where it is totally acceptable to have precise, precious feelings about your coffee.
Yeah, high maintenance feelings.
Yeah, and their coffee is wonderful. And anyway, I remember the guy who made it for me told me it was called a dual citizenship.
Oh, you're kidding me.
That it was like Italian and American.
They fucking,
I think they made that up.
They out-fancied you.
Yeah, they out-fancied me.
Like, you were so, like, I'm going to go in and order this fancy custom drink. They're like, oh, no, we already have a name for that.
But anyway, so what I do most of the time, if I'm not in a place where I feel safe ordering that kind of drink, is I will order whatever the smallest Americano that they offer is, and then
sure.
I'll ask for them to leave lots of room.
Ah.
Yeah. They don't need to know that I'm not putting milk in it.
Here's what I want to have happen. I want to go into like a Starbucks, not one of the fancy ones, but like a regular old Starbucks with you, and have you try and order this
dual citizenship.
Like, no calling it an Americano with room, and I want to record this and see how it goes.
The other thing, so I really like that drink, whatever we're going to call it.
Yep.
I like a macchiato. I also like a cortado, which is kind of like a cross between a macchiato and like a short latte.
So it's Abby explained this to me because it's one of her favorites, mm-hmm. and I already forgot.
I'm sure that Abby can explain it better than I can, but I think of it as having, yeah, more milk than a macchiato, but
okay.
still being less milky than a cappuccino, and certainly less milky than a latte, which has
sure.
the most milk of all.
Yeah, I mean, one thing, I like the fact that the macchiato is like just one couple of slurps in like a little tiny cute little cup. I like little cute things.
Of course you do.
like sparkle ponies.
I guess I should also say that most of the time, if I'm ordering coffee out in the world, it's because I'm sitting somewhere working, and then I'm kind of
yes.
bummed that it's over so quickly.
That's a good
point. Because most of the
point.
Time, I make coffee for myself, whether it's espresso or not, I make it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Because have you ever noticed how much all this stuff costs? Oh my God. Like,
oh,
the
you're
markup,
saying espresso drinks are expensive?
The markup on espresso drinks is amazing.
maybe we could.
Do I sound like an old man? Do I sound like your dad? Oops, sorry, Richard. Did I
yeah.
just call you an old man?
You're the first person to notice that Starbucks figured out how to charge people $5 for 11 cents worth of coffee.
This episode is brought to you by Spilled Milk. I mean, this episode is actually brought to you by Third Love. Third Love's 24/7 t-shirt bra. Well, I'm wearing it right now, actually, Matthew.
Yes.
Yes,
oh,
my
you got
eyes
the,
are up here.
What is the color called? Virtuous? No, that wouldn't be it.
Is it called Vivacious?
Vivacious. See, I was
virtuous.
Close. No, it wouldn't be called that.
Yeah, so I'm wearing a black tank top today, and I'm wearing my Third Love bra with it, and the color is called Vivacious. It is like this kind of raspberry pink. You know what it is. I just say Vivacious, and you're like,
that's
yes,
right.
I know. So anyway, you know, I gotta say, I really like this bra. I like the shape it gives me. It is very comfortable. This is a very lovable bra. And I have some friends. I mean,
yes,
I love this bra. You're gonna love this bra, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what the I have some friends part meant.
Oh, I was going to say, I got some friends here on my chest that I carry around in my Third Love bra.
I see. Okay, no. Those kinds of friends. I get it.
No, what I really meant is that I've got some friends who ordered a Third Love bra as a result of this ad, and they love it too.
Oh, you mean they went to thirdlove.com/spilledmilk for a free trial, 30 days where they could wash it, wear it, cut off the tags, and if they didn't like it at the end of the 30 days, they could send it back and pay nothing?
It's kind of amazing.
But they didn't send it back, did they?
No,
because
they did
loved
not.
It.
They did not, actually. So my friends ordered like the nude color.
Yes.
Which,
my wife has one of those.
Yeah.
My wife, as heard on a previous Third Love ad.
Yes, your wife did a real bang-up job.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, so I've got a black one and a vivacious one. And, you know, I think I've talked about it a lot, but I never get tired of talking about how pretty the straps are. These pleated straps with, like, gold hardware.
I know, I can see one right now.
I'm so fancy when I wear this bra, and I love it.
So if you want to be fancy, go to thirdlove.com/spilledmilk and start your free trial today.
Do you order different drinks at different places?
I do, yeah. Like, I would not order a macchiato at Starbucks because, you know, their espresso is super roasted, like, to the edge of sanity, and they don't make, like, very smooth steamed milk. I don't know the chemistry of it.
So what would you order there?
If we're at Starbucks, I mean, if it was today and it's 88 degrees, I would order a Frappuccino, which should probably be its own episode.
Uh-huh.
I would go like a cappuccino, a dry cappuccino.
At Starbucks, and I often go to Starbucks, like if I'm in the airport or something.
Sure. You don't have to defend yourself.
I usually just get drip coffee.
Yeah. I don't like drip coffee very much.
No, I get drip coffee, and I definitely put milk in it.
And if we're talking iced, I will get an iced Americano. I like those a lot.
Yeah. I, in general, just don't love iced coffee drinks that much.
Do you like cold brew? That's probably also its own episode.
Yeah, I think that is its own episode. I like the flavor of cold brew mm-hmm. a lot.
Do you like Urn Brew, the Scottish soda?
Is that real?
It's real.
Do you like Unibrew?
I think it might be Iron Brew.
The delicious beer company?
I do, like La Fin du Monde.
And what else do they make?
Do you like do you like a good brouhaha?
I do.
Yeah, me too.
Do you like a unibrow?
I'm fine with a unibrow.
Do you like things that are highbrow?
No, that's a good question. Yeah, I definitely like things that are lowbrow.
Do you like things that are... Do you like Punky Brewster?
What?
I'm going with a brew brow sound.
Oh, a Brewster. I get it. I loved Punky Brewster.
I did too.
I don't really remember anything about the show. I remember there were a couple of very special episodes, like one where someone gets trapped in a refrigerator.
Really? I don't remember that.
And one involving drugs, where the drugs looked ridiculous. Like a bunch of like 17 different multicolored pills. Maybe this is a kind of drug from the 80s. What do I know?
The only thing that I remember about Punky Brewster is that she was super cute.
Oh, yeah.
And also that the actress's name was Soleil Moon Frye.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be an actress, what a great name to have.
Oh, yeah. It's the only, I mean.
It's the only name to have.
It's the only, the other name to have is Mayim Bialik. Mm. Those are the two names you can have and succeed as a child actor.
Cool. Okay.
Or Joey Lawrence.
I should also add that sometimes I will order a short latte.
Uh-huh. Which is similar to a cappuccino.
And which is similar to me to a cortado. Like, it's basically, you still get a lot of good espresso flavor, not too much milk. I don't like it when the flavor of the milk competes with the espresso because I love the taste of espresso.
Yeah, so that, I mean, I think many different things get called, not many, but people have different ideas about what constitutes a cappuccino. Like, is it a short latte, basically, or is it like mostly foam on top of some espresso?
Well, and if,
I like it both ways.
I remember reading not too long ago that an espresso, that the way the foam should be should not actually allow you to do like art on top of it.
Oh.
And like that the foam for a cappuccino is different from the foam for a latte or whatever.
Sure. So you were reading an article by an asshole is what you're saying?
Pretty much. I was reading an article by myself. I mean, well, I was alone.
Uh-huh. You were alone reading your own articles.
Just kidding. It wasn't an article by myself. I was just owning my assholeness.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, the fact that I think I suggested this episode, which makes me worse than you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that there are so many places we could go with this episode, but I'm content to just stay right where we are right now.
Yeah, especially since it's almost over.
Yeah, let's be done. This episode is brought to you by Third Love.
Third Love's 24/7 t-shirt bra might be the most comfortable bra you'll ever own.
It's made out of super soft memory foam. It makes you look good. It feels good. What is not to love?
And you can get a 30-day free trial by going to thirdlove.com/spilledmilk. If you love it, keep it and they'll charge your card. If you don't, send it back and they'll charge you nada.
Woohoo! So start your free trial now at thirdlove.com/spilledmilk.
You can find us at any of the 77 coffee shops.
Do you want to quickly say a couple of your favorites in Seattle?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. I think you're more up to date than me on like what's new in the world of coffee places. No, really. You're making a face like you're skeptical, but you know it's the truth.
It is the truth.
I love Espresso Vivace, which is one of the original Seattle espresso places.
Totally.
Going way back.
Totally.
I love the new on the new side, the Elm Coffee Roasters is a beautiful space in Pioneer Square, and their coffee is excellent.
Very, very excellent. I love Analog Coffee.
Yes.
Which is on Summit in Capitol Hill. Also a great place to hang out. It's quite small, but it's a nice place to work. I almost always get a short latte there. Oh, they use really good milk too,
yes.
I should also say. What else do I like? I also really like Anchored Ship in Ballard. They tend to use counterculture beans. Anyway, but it is on Ballard Avenue. It's tiny, tiny, tiny.
Yeah, I should have disclaimed at the top of this episode that I know nothing about anything related to coffee.
No, but you know what you like.
I'm like, you know, your mom or dad's approach to, like, you know, I discovered espresso drinks in the late 80s and, you know, I still think a mocha is pretty good and I don't care where the beans come from.
Yeah. Okay. If I'm in Ballard, if I'm near Delancey, I really enjoy the coffee at the Fat Hen, which is like a cafe, but you can also just walk in there. You don't have to eat a full meal. You can get just coffee.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I like?
I like Herkimer Coffee.
Ah, Coyle's Bake Shop in Greenwood. It is a wonderful baker. Hi, Rachel Coyle. However, they also, they do great coffee there. I mean, and by coffee, I mean espresso drinks.
Yep. All right. You can find us online at Spilled Milk. We'll be online because we're soaking up the Wi-Fi at our local Java den.
I think you mean Joe Java.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't mention my favorite place of all. It's called Joe Java.
It makes my skin crawl when people refer to coffee as either Joe or Java. I love a good cup of Java.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, this, to be fair, this place, which doesn't exist, was founded by a guy named Joe from Indonesia.
So now I sound like a horrible person.
He comes by the name, honestly.
Oh, fine.
You can find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where I took some pictures of some of the espresso drinks I drank this morning. We'll post one of that.
I think I wrote a short story at some point, like in middle school or something, that involved a coffee house called Java.
Can we post it?
I don't think I'll ever be able to find it again. Thank God.
Can you summarize it?
No. I'm having a very vague memory.
I knew what a coffee house was in middle school.
I don't know how I did. I mean, I lived in Oklahoma. But I don't know. I think I just did.
Yeah. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast. Is there something newer than the espresso and tonic that we should know about?
I feel like...
As card-carrying assholes.
Yeah. I was going to say... you know, like this whole business of like cold brew in cartons, cold brew in bottles, cold brew everywhere. But that's not espresso. That's different.
We should definitely taste some of those things on a future episode.
We should. And I also have, I did an article for Serious Eats about a year ago.
Yeah, it was great.
About coffee in Seattle. And I learned some really interesting stuff that I couldn't include in that piece.
Can you tell me?
About cold brew.
Oh.
So we should definitely do a cold brew episode.
Can I admit something?
Yeah.
Whenever I say we should do that on a future episode, for a second I always imagine like an image of the future with like flying cars and stuff.
I'm so glad you do. That's adorable.
I think maybe what I'm imagining is like a scene from Futurama.
I don't know what that is.
It's a cartoon. You just alienated many of our viewers. Okay. Or listeners.
Okay. Oh, good, because that's usually your job.
Yeah. That's true. First, on this episode, we admitted that one of us doesn't know what Futurama is. I said people who are interested in coffee are assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I feel like we still have like maybe 30% of the audience left, and
we only have a few seconds
left.
What should we do to alienate them? Let's sing. Let's sing something.
All right. Can we get a request from the audience?
What's one of the songs we put on Abby's playlist?
Oh, many things. Probably Hunger Strike. Maybe something by Bush.
Before.
Yeah. Well, we've definitely done it at karaoke. Maybe Gin Blossoms.
You know what we could really do to alienate people?
We could drive around this town and let the cops chase us around.
The past is gone, but something might be found to take its place.
Is that
Hey, Jealousy?
Jealousy.
I was going to say that we could sing that Four Non Blonde song that everybody hates, myself included. But don't even start it.
All right.
We would actually lose our last 30% of our listeners because they'd be like, no.
No. They'd be like, no.
No.
I'm Matthew Hester Burton.
And I'm Molly Weisenberg.
Oh, Alice, I love you.
Can that be our outtake?
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.